Whew, I feel like my heart's beating really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we just announced.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Bear and the Swan.
Hello.
Today's a big day, not just because we have an episode, which we all know is a rare occurrence, but because today we have a big announcement.
Huge announcement.
All right, drum alert, roll,
alert,
please.
Alert. What are we saying?
Go for
that
it.
That is so classic. We're pregnant.
Yes. Erin is pregnant.
We're going to have a baby.
Oh my gosh. You are peaking that microphone right now.
It's because I'm two people right now.
She's podcasting for two. Yes. Okay. So that's it. That's the truth.
Goodbye.
No. So Sweet Bear is pregnant. And we just like 5 minutes ago announced it on Instagram. Sweet Bear is not even going to be paying attention at all
during this podcast episode. We literally posted it like 5 minutes ago. I told you I'm just going to be refreshing the whole time.
Yeah, she's just going to be refreshing. But we wanted to talk about it on the podcast. I'm sure this will not be the only episode that we do throughout our pregnancy journey. But, you know, an announcement, a pregnancy announcement on Instagram, it lets the world know. But it doesn't necessarily tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily... I mean, some people go into the nitty-gritty details pregnancy on their announcement, which that's their prerogative.
Yeah.
We did not. That was just a place for us to kind of let the whole world know. But I thought this would be a really good platform for us to share a bit more of the nuances of this journey, some of the exciting parts of it, some of the difficult parts of it, because we recognize that for us and for a lot of people, the post is not the pregnancy, if you will.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that it doesn't tell the whole story.
Yeah.
A cute picture with you holding a non-existent baby bump.
That I'm really sticking out because we took these photos very early.
Yeah, that is an awesome thing. And it's something we celebrate, but it doesn't necessarily tell the whole story. And as we talk about all the time on this podcast, we don't want to be the type of people that just put out one version of our lives into the world. But we want to kind of share a bit more of the full picture of it. And so whenever you are done refreshing on your phone and we can start this conversation, are you ready?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
So we are pregnant, Sweet Bear. How far along are you as of today?
Today, let's see. I'll be 13 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah. So essentially finishing your first trimester of pregnancy tomorrow. I didn't know that the first trimester was 13 weeks.
Well, there's
some debate.
Well, it's not debate. It's just like some people say 12, some people say 13. But I think it's like whether you're finishing your 12th week or starting your 13th week.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're essentially right there.
Yeah.
Right at the transition.
The first trimester. Thank the Lord.
Yes. So let's, before we talk about how you're feeling, how you're doing, due date, all of those things, let's rewind a long way.
Okay.
To kind of, we've talked on this podcast about pregnancy and trying to have kids, and we've had those conversations mm-hmm. before.
And we've gotten a lot of questions from other people about when we're having kids and why don't we have kids yet? And, oh, I thought you guys always wanted kids, and don't you love kids? And why aren't you pregnant? And is that a glass of wine I see? Not pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have been married. We celebrated our 5th year anniversary last August. So at this point, we've been married about 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And this is our first pregnancy. So that is a question we have fielded quite a bit.
Yes. And I'm sure if you are married and have been for any amount of time without kids, you've probably fielded those questions too.
Yeah, from family, from friends. I think we've talked about this before. I think being Christians and living in a bit of a Christian bubble, as much as I hate to admit it, I think there's an expectation for sure that you have kids quicker than we now are.
And
going
I think
to.
Part of that is because, and this is sort of a Christian couple thing, which I don't necessarily love, but we got married super young, which we've talked about extensively on this podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Why we've gotten married young and the dangers and the pressure for Christian couples to get married young and all of that. But because of that, I mean, we've been married, by the time this baby comes, we will be, have been married 6 years. Like, that's a pretty long time. Yeah. We could have literally 3 or 4 kids right now.
Totally. I know I have friends who have been married this long and have 3 kids, you know? But for us, that just wasn't necessarily the journey.
Which I will say, I didn't think that was going to be.
Yeah. Do you regret that at all? Do you regret
no,
us
I don't
waiting
regret
this long?
It. I'm like 100% so happy we did that. And I would recommend anybody that gets married young to just like, maybe you don't have
time.
To take 6 years, but like take some time, travel, enjoy marriage. Like I know our life is about to change so much. And that's actually something we were talking about. Like I'm actually sad about because I love our life right now. Obviously I'm so thrilled to bring a baby into it, but I just know like things are going to change. And I love our life right now. So it's something I'm a little bit sad about, but obviously the excitement of having a baby overtakes that. But what was I saying before that? I just think so many people like get married, have the excitement of wedding, bridal showers, honeymoon. Like it's very exciting time. And then they think, oh, right away we have to have kids. Like that's the next exciting
thing.
That's
the next thing.
Which I just like, I like to push back against that. And for some people it is like, especially if you get married a little bit older too. And obviously as women, we have the biological clock to think about. And that's another added, you know, variable in the equation.
Sure.
But all, I don't know, I'm rambling here.
Well, no, all of that to say, I think the reality is that it is, and we say this about almost everything we talk about, it is going to look different for so many different people. Just about everybody.
And there are some people that, whether by choice or by not, aren't going to have kids.
Yes.
And I think there needs to be more understanding surrounding that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not being lax with your words, asking people, making jokes, because you just don't know what people, maybe they've been trying for 2 years and that's not something they wanted to share with you. Maybe they've decided they don't want to have kids, which is okay. Like, there are just so many different routes. And I think just because the more traditional route is get married, have kids, it's not necessarily for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and that's actually where I wanted to go next, because we talked about how for the first 5, you know, years of our marriage, we were fielding those questions literally from the time we got back from our honeymoon, you know,
it was, like on our honeymoon.
Yeah. It was like, when are you thinking about kids? Are you guys going to have kids? When, you know, we would post any time I posted a photo of me and Air on Instagram.
People thought it was
there
a
were at least 4 comments being like, I thought this was a pregnancy announcement.
Which I do love the John posted today. You probably think this is a pregnancy announcement. And it is.
Yes, because everyone has thought every picture of you for the last 5 years has been,
a pregnancy announcement.
The transition that happened though recently was those questions went from somewhat annoying at times to frustrating to even hurtful and unintentionally insensitive once we did start trying.
Yeah.
And
oh, for sure.
This is part of the nuance of the story we should share. Like, we did not get pregnant right away.
No.
It did not happen the first time we tried.
No. And literally 3 of my girlfriends who have gotten pregnant
in the last year
got pregnant the very first month that they tried. And it just wasn't, that was not our case.
No, it was not the case for us. However, it was something that was terrifying for both of us.
Yeah, we were both really scared we weren't going to be able to have kids. I'm also like, I would say this a lot. We had a very few close people who knew that we were trying, and I would often be like, you know, maybe we can have kids. And one friend is like, why are you talking like that? Don't be negative. And I'm like, I don't know. I fancy myself a realist. Like, there are people who struggle with infertility, and who's to say that wasn't going to be us? And just like trying to be like, that might be a possibility. And I don't know. I just don't want to go into it blindly thinking, this is going to be perfect. Like, we're going to get pregnant right away. We're going to have no complications, which thankfully we did get pregnant quick and have had few complications, but that's not the reality for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and I think for me, there was this interesting line during that time. We tried for about 6 or 7 months before.
Yeah, six.
Before we got pregnant. And during that period, I think the line for me was I did want to be realistic. You know, I didn't want to just take for granted that, oh, well, we're definitely going to get pregnant because that's just what happens. I didn't want to do that and set myself up for an extreme disappointment. But I also didn't want to give over to this narrative that was very present in my mind of it's not going to happen for us.
Yeah.
It's happened for everyone else around us, and we are going to be the couple that struggles or that just can't have children. And so I teetered, and I spent a lot of time in therapy talking and walking around that line of wanting to be realistic, but also remaining hopeful rather than slipping into despair every time we took a negative test.
And also one thing on that same thought wave, like I felt that me just assuming I was going to get pregnant and like not even acknowledging that infertility is a thing was almost disrespectful to those struggling with it.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, is that strange?
No, I
it
felt
just
that
felt
as well.
Like I can't just ignore that that's a reality in the world and just think, oh, that's not going to happen to me.
Yes. I even felt that a little bit with like just even posting this pregnancy
announcement.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard.
And that's part of why I wanted to do this episode is like I know that a lot of what I see on the internet is just people getting pregnant and you don't hear the full story.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and also inevitably there are a couple people that are seeing our post today that it hasn't happened for them yet.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people that it hasn't happening for, you know, right now.
And I'm obviously sensitive to that. And it's 100%. A hard line because you do want to be excited and celebrate this huge blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to diminish that either.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's a miracle, but at the same time, holding space for those who are struggling with it or have struggled with it. And it's a fine line and it's something that we're not oblivious to.
Yeah. And you know, and we've talked about this a little bit, how cyclical that whole cycle is once you start trying. That is just, again, that is something that no one ever really talked to me about. And maybe that's not everybody's experience.
Well, to be fair, I think it's also because you're a man. You don't have a cycle.
True. I guess I was like really invited on board with the monthly cycle that you have been on, you know, since you were a preteen. But I don't know that cycle, correct me if I'm wrong, it does feel like it's intensified and there's a bunch of other elements thrown in.
Yeah. Because basically you're, you know, trying to have a baby and then you're waiting and then you take a test. And then
even more specifically, there's like the window of ovulation.
Yes.
Where you can
I don't
have
know
sex.
How specific we wanted
I mean, I'm
to get.
Not, whatever. There, so there's like a couple days.
Viewer discretion is advised.
There's like a couple days where you're like, this is when the, you know, chance of conception is highest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're trying during those days.
Also stressful, right?
Stressful.
Like you're having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
It's like kind of stressful.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it was at times. At other times, it was enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I think in the movies, they're like, ooh, you're trying for a baby, you get to have all this sex.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but then they're, by the seventh night of in a row,
you're, kinda like, okay.
You're like, I just don't really want to do this, if I'm being honest.
Well,
sorry, that was maybe TMI.
So you have that window of like a week out of the month. Then you have like a week to 10 days to 2 weeks where you're waiting.
Yeah.
It's this in-between where it's too early to take a test. And you're waiting until the absolute earliest time when you can take a test.
And that part's really stressful, obviously, for both partners. But I think as the woman who's going to carry the baby, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have a glass of wine because I could be pregnant right now. Or,
but I also don't want to go somewhere and not have a glass of wine and everyone ask me questions.
Or what, am I not going to have a glass of wine if we have to try for a year and a half and I'm just never going to, like, there's no time for me. And then also like, oh, I have a headache. I shouldn't take ibuprofen just in case I'm pregnant. Like all of these things, which the first couple months I was really stressed about stuff like that. And that was adding a ton of stress onto me, like basically changing my lifestyle as if I'm pregnant before I even got a positive pregnancy test. But regardless, so you have that time.
There's a week and a half to 2 weeks of just in case behavior.
Yeah.
And it's everything is a question.
And when
you're
having,
is our life, our entire life
exactly.
about to change.
And we talked about that a lot because this is our first baby. Like I do think, I mean, I don't know because this is our first child, but I think when we're trying for our next baby, it will be maybe less intense, but this is like our entire lives are going to change.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. So then, you know, you have that period, then you get to the time where you can take a test, But
you're not sure.
There's 3 to 5 days where it still might be too early to detect a pregnancy.
Because so like the earliest ones say 6 days before your missed period.
Right.
But, you know, very personally, mine wasn't the same day every month.
Right.
And I kind of did fluctuate a little bit. So
you take a test and the first test you take, it's a negative. And that doesn't mean a no necessarily.
No, it
might be a
not
yet.
Too early. But you take the negative and you feel like it's a no.
You feel like it's a no.
And you're upset.
But you also cling on to a little hope that maybe it was just too early. So, you know, over the course of those 3 to 5 days, you take a few tests and let's say all of them are no's. You get 3 no's. You get let down 3 times. And then the final, like, you know, nail in the coffin, pardon my expression, is the period comes.
Yep.
And that's like confirmed no pregnancy. A week of a period, which
is
sucks period.
Because you're like emotional.
No pun intended.
Emotional.
Right.
You know, but then, and then I'm like, all I want to do is like eat pizza and,
yes.
and like have wine and like be sad and mope around.
Yeah.
But you want to eat healthy because you're still trying to maintain mm-hmm. fertility and you want to not drink because that's bad for fertility. And,
yes.
you know, you're trying to still work out because that's good for fertility.
But you have to make it through your period. Then the period ends and you have like a week and a half.
No, barely.
You have a week until...
Not even. Like your period ends and it's like a couple days later. It's like, all right, back on the horse.
Now it's time
to
start trying.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it's like you start, you get on that cycle all over again. And it, I mean, anyone who's ever gone through it or is currently going through it, that is not an easy thing to do.
No.
It really can start to control your life and it controlled a lot of my thought and emotional space mm-hmm. during those times. Like when we finally did get pregnant, and I don't say finally as to say like we tried for
well,
so
yeah,
long and
big
we struggled
caveat
for, we are really average.
Yeah. 6 months is very, very average. Mm-hmm. And you really don't technically struggle with infertility until you've been trying for a year.
Right.
And so just all that to say, we're not trying to be tone deaf here. We yeah. know we were
yeah.
very lucky and it was a very quick process, but we talk a lot about even just that 6 months was a glimpse into
yes.
truly the hell that it can be to like,
to try for a year, 2 years, 5 years.
And so it just, I don't know, breaks my heart to think of people who
yeah,
have
sure.
been doing it for years and years and years. And then we didn't even get into any of IVF or anything
no,
like
no.
that, which I know has its whole other set of challenges.
Yeah,
so
that's a whole new cycle of things.
All that to say is we just feel like we got a little itty bitty taste of that. And if you are one of those people mm-hmm. that are struggling with infertility and going through that, mm-hmm. like our hearts go out to you and
absolutely.
You are like superheroes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think when we did take, which we can tell the story of taking the positive
okay.
test, but an initial feeling after those 6 months for me was honestly relief. Like, obviously, I was very excited. I was pumped about it. But there was some relief there for me.
Of like, oh, we can get pregnant. Like, we're not.
Yes, it was, oh, we can get pregnant. I think for me personally, I struggled walking through that cycle. I also really struggled watching you have to go through that cycle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and watching you have to go through that fear. And you're the one who has to have the period the week after, you know, and
yeah.
all of those things.
Well, and I think there's, you know, obviously it's hard for... in a relationship like ours, the man to watch their partner go through something like this. But I think as women, I mean, there's just so much pressure on women in general, but I mm-hmm. think having babies and being fertile and being able to do that is something that I personally have felt pressure from a young age, being somebody who loved babies, who was always babysitting, who was great with, you know, people trust me with their
yeah.
kids. Oh, Aaron, you're going to be the best mom. You're going to, oh, just wait
yeah,
until
it's
you have
very
kids.
Deeply ingrained in
you're going to have a
identity.
Million kids. You're probably so fertile. Like all of these things I heard growing up. And so for 6 months, I was like, wait a second. Like, this is who I am. I'm supposed to be a mom. I'm supposed to be fertile. I'm supposed to be like the one to have all the kids and I'm going to be a great mom. And like, I mean, there were even times where like, do you remember when we were watching our friends' kids and like, I put together a little dessert charcuterie board and John was like, Aaron, this is such a cute idea. Like I set up a movie night and I was like, see, I would be a good mom. And I like started sobbing.
She started sobbing in the middle of the kitchen.
But I just think there's so much added pressure and why isn't my body working? Like, this is what I'm supposed to be able to do this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So do you want to tell the story of when we did take a positive test?
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a ritual. And honestly, I don't regret this ritual.
I do.
You do. I don't fully regret it. I have some regrets about it. So we filmed every test that we took together. We decided we want to find out together.
Yeah, we didn't do a whole me
like
take a test.
Like you find out and then surprise me. We wanted to find out together. And so we filmed ourselves checking every single test. Not necessarily for the purpose of sharing it ever. Maybe someday we'll
post some of those videos. I don't know. It feels very, very, very personal.
Yeah, it really even feels weird when you like showed your family or our closest friends, like, and we've only showed them the positive tests. We haven't even showed them any of the negative results.
It's just very emotional, very personal.
So we filmed every single one, kind of in the same spot in our kitchen. And so,
honestly,
yeah,
we have a couple from like back in the day too.
Oh yeah, we have a couple maybe babies that
we call them maybe babies before we were trying.
Before we were officially trying, but obviously those were negative. So tell us the story about the day we found out.
Okay, so
because it is weird.
To back it up a little bit, the earliest I could take a pregnancy test that month, which was November, was Thanksgiving Day. Now, like we said earlier, that was what I calculated to be the earliest day, but we were also like, well, this could also be way too early to test and it could be negative just because of that. And so we decided we'll take one on Thanksgiving Day. Like, how cool would it be if we got a Thanksgiving Day positive? Like, we could maybe tell my family at the dinner table. Like, I don't know. Just, of course, then too, every month you're like, okay, if we find out this day, then we'll tell them here because you have this plan that day or whatever. So took a test on Thanksgiving, negative. Kind of a hard day. I was like off of my phone all day. I couldn't see all the cute like family photos on Thanksgiving Day. I was just a little bit sad. And so I was like, you know what? And that's the other thing too. I didn't want it to be like, woe is me, boohoo, like poor sad girl who's in a very, very happy marriage, has a wonderful family, like didn't get pregnant, her, you know, whatever, a couple months of trying. Like, I just wanted to say, you know what? Like, it's okay. Let's get off the social media. Let's get off text and just like enjoy, be grateful for your family. So we did that. We had a great Thanksgiving Day, and took the negative pregnancy test. And then I started cramping a bit, which happened to us the month before I took a test. And then by the end of the day, I had my period. So I was like, okay, it's probably is what's going to happen. Same thing as last month. So whatever, stop thinking about it. Enjoy Thanksgiving with my family. We have a great weekend. My grandparents are in town because we have my uncle's memorial on that Monday who passed away. So we had a very, very small Thanksgiving because my grandparents were in town and we had this memorial, and obviously with COVID, usually we have like a big family bash, but it was very, very small, but focused on, you know, I haven't seen my grandparents in a little bit. Obviously we're all grieving my uncle. And so it was just a very busy, like family filled weekend, a good weekend. And then Monday rolls around. Well, that weekend, my cousin, whose dad had passed away, was supposed to come out, for the memorial, and she was exposed to COVID. So she decided, you know, it will be safest for me to stay home, but called me and asked if I could read the eulogy she had written for my uncle. And, you know, of course I said yes, but I was so nervous. I knew it was going to be like just so hard to get through. So anyways, that happened the weekend. Monday rolls around. I have to give this eulogy. I am so nervous. I practiced it in front of John like a million times, but all this to say, like, my mind is consumed by I have to do this eulogy.
Yeah, you and have to read a eulogy for someone else.
And yeah. And so I tell John, like, I think
but you did a great job.
I think I'll probably cry in like the last paragraph of the eulogy. Like, the rest of it is very funny. There's jokes. Like, I think I'll be okay until the last paragraph, and then I think I'll lose it. And so we're at the mass. I get up to read the eulogy and I literally say, "Hello, my name is Aaron," and I lose it. Like, I'm sobbing, which now looking back, like, I was very newly pregnant. My hormones were going crazy. So anyways, I finished the eulogy. I sit back down. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, thank God that's over. I did it. Like, yay. And I had mentioned to my sister, like sitting in the pew, my period hasn't come yet. And she knew we were trying. And she's like, girl, you got to take a test when you get home. And I'm like, okay, maybe we will. Because at that point it had been, you know, Thursday we had taken the negative test and now it was Monday and still no period. And so anyways, we are going to go home in between the memorial change and then go out to my parents' house and do, you know, just a small dinner. Mm-hmm. So we come home. I'm like, you know what, John, it's such a sad day. I don't want to make this any more sad than it already is. Like, I don't want to take a test today. Let's just forget about it today. We can do it tomorrow if my period still hasn't come. So I get home, I go to the bathroom and I pee and I'm, you know, didn't take the test. And then I come back out and John and I are talking and he thinks it was me, but I think it was him. Either way, one of us convinced the other that we should just take a test.
No, I think it was me.
You convinced
me?
We
agree it was me.
So John's like, just take a test. Come on, just take one. Just take one. So I go and take a test. But the funny thing is I had just peed. So if you know anything about pregnancy tests, you're supposed to like pee on it for like, you know, a 5 second stream for lack of a better term. And so anyways, I go pee on it. I pee like 2 drops on it. And so I'm like, John, this isn't even going to work. Like there is not enough pee on here to determine. Sorry, this is getting like very,
didn't know there'd be so much talk of urine on this podcast.
Anyways, so I'm like, I think it's going to be just like a faulty test. Like even if it's negative, I don't believe it. And so we come out, we film it and it's positive. And John says at the beginning of our video, this isn't even going to work.
Because you literally for the 20 seconds before we started recording, you kept saying, this isn't going to work. This doesn't mean anything. This is not going to happen.
Like, so anyways, we take it.
It was positive.
John is shocked.
Yeah.
So I turn it over. I see 2 lines and you know, I know 2 lines is pregnant. So I see 2 lines and I'm
so
like, right
I
away.
Knew that as well. I want to be clear.
I was just like, if there's 2 lines, it's pregnant. If there's 2 lines, it's pregnant. And so I turn it, see it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I start crying and I like look over at John and John like grabs the test and is like staring at the test for like 15 seconds and I'm crying and I'm grabbing his arm, like trying to get him to look at me because I'm trying to have a moment together with you. And John's like,
that baby is real.
Staring.
You died to me
the minute I saw that. No. But anyways, so that was pretty funny. And the video is pretty funny watching me like trying to get John to look at me. And John's just like staring at the
test. Because it was really the one out of all the tests we took, and we took plenty, like that was the one test where my expectations were so low.
Yeah, because you're like,
because of the circumstances.
Yeah.
So that's how we found out. Very, very strange. Could not believe it. Was in shock for a while. And another thing about that period of like the trying sort of cycle is so many of the symptoms of like pre getting your period are also
pregnancy
can be
symptoms
for pregnancy.
Yes.
And so it was like this pregnant or period question, like almost every single month. It's so strange.
Well, and then too, you're like, okay.
It makes perfect sense. Why?
I kind of feel cramping. Oh, I'm like, you know, crying a little bit more than usual. Oh, I'm like getting really hungry at times. I'm not usually hungry. And yeah, you're like, it's just my period.
Right. So yeah, then it was time to, I mean, confirm it and, you know, who do we tell and when do we tell people? And, you know, then like a whole new crop of fears popped up. It was like, now we're pregnant. Oh gosh, what if something happens?
Yeah. Well, and as you know, miscarriage is so common. That's another thing we didn't want to be unrealistic about and just, you know, wanted to be, I don't know if like reverent is a, like, I don't know what word I'm trying to say, but like wanted to honor that that's a thing that a lot of people go through and also know that, you know, it could happen and just be aware of that, be cautious and
be mindful.
Yeah. Be mindful of it. So yeah, that was a couple.
I would say I was downright afraid of it.
Yeah. Well, you were for a couple days and then I finally was like, John,
this was such a great point.
We saw a positive pregnancy test. Like, we are going to be devastated no matter if we let ourselves get more excited now or not. Like,
you're not going to be more devastated if you allow yourself to get excited.
No, because we are like the moment we saw that 2-line test, it was over, you know?
Yeah,
so
totally.
Why would we let ourselves not be excited out of fear, you know, which sounds so simple, but like in the moment you're like, oh, you're right. Like, don't let the fear of it like rob your joy. And I remember my friend Kristen texted me that and I was like, that's so true. Mm-hmm. And you've heard that phrase a million times, but then you're like, oh, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
For sure.
So, for sure.
So then we told your family, we told my family, we told all of our, you know, closest
which
friends.
Which was so fun telling everybody.
You enjoyed that part.
John would be
I
like
did not
so
enjoy that
weird.
Part as much.
Yeah.
I'm not a big like sharing
attention
my
on
news
you. Yeah.
person. It's not my favorite thing to do. But it was enjoyable. I'll say this. And we could go through, you know, each individual person that we told and tell the story. I don't know if that's as interesting, but my experience of telling people, and this is again just my experience, nothing wrong if this is something you love. But for the first couple of people we told, I was in charge of like secretly filming them.
Yeah, which
and I very quickly realized I do not like that job. Because as much as I think it's really fun that we have a lot of people's reactions on camera, I think that's really fun. It robbed my ability to be present with your parents when we told them that you were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a regret I have, that I was not able to like be fully present with them or with some of our closest friends because I was worried about like
getting it on tape.
Getting it on film.
Sorry, I wanted it on
No,
film.
That was fine. It really started working well when we could ask like your sister to film it or someone else that was there to secretly film it. I just wanted very much to be present with those people when we gave that news.
Yeah. And but what, it was so
you
fun.
You loved it. No one loved it more
than my father.
Than your father. He, anytime we were like, oh, blank, blah, 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 we need to tell them, he'd be like, okay,
here's
what
how we're
going to
do.
And he would come up with some like elaborate scheme.
And to be fair, he was great at telling people.
He was great at telling people. He probably told more people than I did.
Probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, that part was really, really fun. And I also think, you know, most people didn't know we were trying. Mm-hmm. And so it was a total surprise.
Yeah.
Which is always fun.
And I think with all of this, I think we wanted to be mindful as well. That was something that went through my head every single time we told someone. I was like, can we be mindful of who is this person? What season of life are they in? Is there a chance that they're currently trying and have been trying much longer than us? And so should we be, just to make sure we're sensitive about it. Yeah.
And I do think there is, I mean, I think you can be sensitive about it too, that there may be people who aren't even trying, but like wish that they were in the season of life where they could be trying and right. aren't there yet. And I think that's also something,
yeah.
you know, and I've had that in the past, like jealousy or like, oh, I wish we were there and we're just, you know, we're just not ready.
Yeah, or even, you know, friends of ours or people in our lives who are not in that season who they're like, oh man, John and Aaron's lives are going to change.
Yeah.
My relationship with them is going to change. I have felt that when I've had other friends tell me that they were pregnant or they were getting married or they were stepping into a new thing. It was like, there's a little bit of a, while you're 100% excited, there's also a little bit of a loss that goes along with that.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah. And we're
that
not,
wasn't, now we're moving into something new.
We're not naive enough to think that our lives and relationships aren't going to change. Like,
no.
This is a huge change.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we'll still have our close friendships and, but our priorities are going to change. Our time is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that's only fair that people would think that.
Yeah. So now, you are 13 weeks tomorrow.
Yes.
We've had a few appointments at this point, have a few ultrasounds mm-hmm. and ultrasound photos.
Unfortunately, John can't come to any of the ultrasounds.
I have not been to any of them yet.
Which sucks, but.
Yeah. And we don't, so like a couple things, due date.
Due date is August 12th.
August 12th.
Yeah.
August. I asked that like I didn't know. I do know.
Yeah,
I want to be
you
very
do know.
Clear.
Although they told me at my ultrasound, baby's measuring August 11th due date.
Oh, it's going to be, I was thinking about that yesterday. Like I have August 12th so ingrained in my head at this point.
I know, but it's like, I think it's like 3-5% of babies actually come on their due date.
And so our child's going to be born and I'm going to have to totally switch over and remember that their birthday is probably
not
August
12th.
You know, which I have their whole lives to make that switch and only 9 months to ingrain August 12th. So, gender.
We are not going to find out.
We are not going to find out the gender, boy or girl.
Going to be a big old surprise.
Yes. Yeah, we decided that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can talk about that a little bit because, again, I know this is like a sensitive issue, but I always tell people if I get to the end of my baby making years and I haven't had a girl, I'll be sad
mm-hmm.
because I love the relationship I have with my mom. I would love to have a mother-daughter relationship. That's always something I've imagined for myself. Mm-hmm. However, I don't want that to become something that I let cloud any of my joy or any of my gratitude for the fact that I can even have a baby.
Yeah.
And I think we build so much into the gender of a child, and we build up this idea of the kid, and then, you know, we're disappointed when we find out the gender. And I've always been like, that just rubs me the wrong way, because you're having a baby. Like, that's a miracle. And there are women who would kill to be doing that.
Yeah.
But I could also see myself getting there if I let my mind, you know, build it up into something that it's not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think in order to combat that, I just want to continue to have a posture of gratitude throughout the whole pregnancy. And when the baby comes, I know we are going to be so thrilled to have a healthy mm-hmm. baby that it won't, we will not care at all yeah. if it is a boy or a girl.
Exactly. And not to mention, like, not, and we don't have to go into this, but like the conversation surrounding gender in our culture is drastically shifting and changing anyway, mm-hmm. you know? And so another thing that's really interesting to me is, as you kind of move, I don't know if you felt this, but it's like, as you move and sort of pass each step of this journey of like, okay, now we're starting to try, there's a new hope and a new fear that comes mm-hmm. along with that. And then it's like, wow, we're pregnant. Now there's a new hope and there's a new fear. And then it's like, okay, we're going to deliver. There's a new hope and a new fear, maybe around the gender or yeah. will they be healthy? And then I imagine that just, and anyone who's a parent is probably listening to this, probably just laughing at me
yeah,
right
like
now.
Yeah, just buckle because, like, up, kids.
That's exactly it. As this human moves into each new stage of their life and their development, that's just the journey you go on. Is yeah. there is a new hope for them, and there is also new fears that come along with that. So I'll ask this as we start to wrap this up. What have you learned, or what do you want to highlight about this journey so far?
I don't know. I feel like I've talked about a lot of the...
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've had a few soapbox moments.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
I think... I don't know if there's anything else. I mean, obviously, I'm still learning.
Yeah. I think new. For me, it's... I've talked about this a little bit with you. Like, this is one thing, and there's a lot of things like this in life, but this recently, for us, obviously, is one thing you cannot control.
Yeah.
You can do all your best practices. You know, you can read all the articles. You can, you know, all of it, science, everything. And still, you really don't have any control over it. You mm-hmm. don't have any control over whether you're going to be able to get pregnant as a couple or not. You don't have any control over what the gender of your child is going to be, mm-hmm. how big or small that child is going to be. Like, you,
which we laugh about because John was 11 pounds, 11 ounces when he was born.
I was a massive child.
So pray for me and my body, because I'm about to carry probably a pretty big baby.
Yes. But there's just no control there. And as someone who really is attracted to goals and to-do lists and all these things that I can work my
yeah,
way
control,
towards.
I
love these
the
finish lines that I can control the outcome of. This is something that I absolutely cannot.
But I think that's good, because
it's a great thing. It's a great lesson.
It's only, again, going to get worse, I think, when the kid grows up. Like, you can't control what the kid's going to be like.
For sure.
And their interests and things like that. And
I can do my best to speak into it. I can use
yeah,
best practices
and
try and use
them.
Wisdom and pray for them. But
yeah, and
they're
I think
human.
That's good to learn now.
Yeah. All right, Miss Erin, I'm very excited about all of this.
Me too. I can't believe we're... I dropped John off at work after our ultrasound, and I was like, I'm dropping you at work after just having gone to an ultrasound. I have the ultrasound picture of our child in my hand. Like, who are these people? We're old.
Yeah.
We're grown up.
That's crazy.
And
it
I just
really
can't
is.
Believe we announced our pregnancy today. I can't mm-hmm. believe we're doing this podcast. It's just insane.
Yeah. All right. You ready to say something nice about one another?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? Do you want
sure,
me to go first?
Sure. I'll just say that, I mean, it's not one thing specifically, but just your support through this whole journey has been amazing. And specifically, I guess I'll talk about I've not been feeling amazing the past, 12, 13 weeks. And John has been...
Oh, yeah, which we didn't really talk about. I apologize that I didn't ask about that.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I really haven't, as far as first trimester goes. I know many people have had it much, much worse than I have. So I'm really not complaining and grateful that I have not been super sick. But I have had very, very little energy. And John has been a superhero. Like, truly, I can't even tell you. I have a whole album on my phone dedicated to pictures of me taking like a shot of John doing something for me, whether it's getting Starbucks or cooking dinner for me or cleaning up our house or doing the dishes while I just lay my butt on the couch. And he has not complained and is taking care of me and Bebe so well. And we just love you.
No, thanks, Sarah. That means a lot. I think, oh, you're getting a phone call.
Everybody wants to talk to me today.
I think for me, I am really proud of you in how you have walked through this entire time and this entire season. You always amaze me with your willingness to sit in emotions and feelings and really process them all the way through in, I believe, a truly, truly healthy way. And that has been really prevalent over these last, 8, 9 months as we have been trying. And then you've been in a first trimester. That's a lot of new emotions and a lot of new experiences. And I just so admire how you walk through it with such patience. That's the word. I don't know if I use patience a lot to talk about you, but I think when
that's actually surprising.
When it comes to your emotions and you processing things, you are so patient. Once you decide what you want and where you want to go, maybe that patience isn't always there. But
definitely not.
In the sitting in it, I just admire that so much about you.
Thanks, love.
Yeah, and I just love you.
Thanks. One thing I want to say before we close out is Buckets is thrilled.
Buckets is thrilled.
We have not forgotten about our firstborn.
Mm-mm.
He knows I'm pregnant. He comes and snuggles my belly.
He does. And all of our friends who have babies, Buckets, if y'all are listening, I'm sorry. He is obsessed with those kids.
Obsessed. Like a little bit too much in that he just wants to kiss them at all times and we have to like pull him back. But he's so excited.
Yeah. He'll really hit his stride when the kid's like 3.
Oh, yeah. Toddlers.
Who are like his height.
Yep.
He's all perfect. About it. So awesome. Well, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. Please, leave a review on this show. Share it with a friend. Maybe if they're walking through a pregnancy journey right now and they want to listen to some weirdos. Some very honest discussion about urine and menstrual cycles. We got
urine droplets.
Yeah, we got you here. But that's it. We love you all and we'll talk to you soon. Say something nice.